just dealing with corrupt courts in the United States. In Brazil, they have the Supreme Court, which is just equally as corrupt, maybe even actually worse than what we're dealing with right now. And well, the Brazil Supreme Court is targeting their political opposition. Now, former president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, is currently having members of his administration targeted. And Felipe Martins is one of the others who has been locked away right now and is sitting in jail. Now, Martins is accused of potentially looking to overthrow the replacing administration. But well, the Supreme Court has no evidence and they have not charged Mr. Martins, but instead they have him sitting right now in jail. And he's been there for over 2 months. Now, like I mentioned, they don't really have anything that proves it. They're just holding him while they're pending an investigation. But there's an interesting way as to why they're all getting away with this. Now, right now, Mr. Martins is being accused, like I mentioned, of trying to overthrow the new regime. But again, he denies that and they don't have any evidence of that. But ultimately, they're accusing him of potentially fleeing. And that's the reason why they want to hold him before they charge him. I mean, it's an absurd amount of circumstances going on right now in Brazil, but they're saying that he's a flight risk and that they need to hold him in jail because, well, they're claiming he visited the United States back in December of 2022. Now, we know that's not true because, well, we have our own government's proof of just that. Martins was not in the United States back in December 2002. And we know that because we have this email from Border Patrol specifically saying that he was not there, that actually the last time he was in the U.S. was when he was here at a U.N. event when he was working with Bolsonaro. So why is the Supreme Court looking to hold him? Well, it's an interesting story, and his lawyer joins us right now. Please welcome Anna Schaefert. Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your time. I know you're busy because this is a big case for you to take on. So thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Brianna. Thank you for the opportunity for being here and bringing the details on Felipe's case, which I understand that will be very important for everyone to acknowledge of the how deep the actions of the Supreme Court of Brazil can go.
Yeah, I think it's very important. And right now, your client is sitting, right now, he's sitting in jail and he's awaiting, not even charged with the crime. They don't really have any evidence of anything, but they're alleging that he was behind a coup attempt. They're not showing anything. They're alleging that he's a flight risk. And that's the reason why they're holding him right now in jail. So I just wanted to start off by asking, how is Mr. Martins doing right now?
I mean, it's hard to say that he's doing okay, right? In jail, he's with a lot of criminals that have actually been convicted. And in case of Mr. Martins, as you point out precisely, he was never charged with a crime. And to clarify further, it's possible to put someone in jail before a trial? However, we have to have some evidence of a crime and authorship. And in this case, we have no evidence of none of them. So, but I was just going to mention a little further. What's the prison has been declared under the explanation that his location was uncertain due to the fact that for some reason, CBP website shows that he entered the U.S. in December 30th. But I want to explain some differences for you between what's a travel history and what is an I-94. The travel history is some information that's found in the CBP website, which can come from different types of source. In fact, CBP website disclaims that the information cannot be used for legal purposes. And there was a moment which Felipe Martins was on the passenger list that left on a flight in Brazil on December 30th with the former President Bolsonaro. But his name was no longer in that list on the last versions of the list. So the prison was declared based on the version 10 of the list, which went all the way to the version 15. And this travel history found on the CBP website, which specifically claims that the information cannot be used for legal purposes. So what did we do? We went straight to the CBP to find what's called Form I-94. And for those who are watching me and don't know what an I-94 is, this is a form that confirms someone's entrance in the United States. It's issued by the Customer Border Patrol in the moment of the entrance of a non-immigrant in the U.S. And as you mentioned, they confirmed to us that there is none for this trip. So as of now, there's nothing that legally could hold Mr. Felipe Martinez in jail.
Yeah, and I think that's interesting, right? Because ultimately, it's our government telling Brazil that he wasn't here. Is the courts even looking at this piece of evidence, this email specifically, that says that he wasn't actually in the United States at that time?
Oh, myself and my partners in Brazil that are working with the Felipe Martinez defense, I'm working along with Mr. Ricardo, as well as Mr. Sebastian. We already put that evidence on file, but this has not been appreciated by the, has not been revealed by Alexandre de Moraes yet.
Got it. Okay. I wanted to just ask specifically, I mean, here in the United States, we don't hold people in jail if they haven't been charged with the crime, but it's strange for us to see that in other countries, they do just that. Is this a normal circumstance? Does Brazil often hold people who are being investigated in jail for crimes they haven't charged them with yet?
Definitely not a normal circumstances. There is nothing that can legally hold Mr. Felipe Martins in jail as of now. The prison, what's called preventive prison, meaning this detention that occurs prior to a conviction, can occur if there is a risk of escape. Not the case. He was arrested in his home, the address that everyone had, I mean, the police had. So there's no evidence of trying to escape. Also, when there is evidence of that he might harm the evidence of potential crime, nothing is present in Felipe's case here.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that they're able to do all of this. You know, I have to say, we all know, we're very well aware about the Supreme Court and their attempts to go after the former president, Bolsonaro. Do you think that they are locking up your client to potentially get him involved in a potential prosecution of the former president? Because we've seen that play out here in the United States. So is there any type of, maybe this might be used to intimidate your client?
Yes, and I have more information on that. So essentially, what's being done right now is trying to, in fact, he was brought into court to say what's called to plead guilty in exchange of some less penalty in criminal court. But as he said, I don't have nothing to report. What they are trying to do is to make him confirm facts and evidence that there is non-existent. And this has happened also with Seed. Not sure if you're familiar with this case, but this is another advisor from Bolsonaro, which is also experiencing a similar situation as Felipe, being in jail and also being to force to confirm a story, but that has not occurred. So they're trying to intimidate, trying to make them confirm a culpa, which has not occurred. The attempt to culpa has not occurred. That's unfortunately what's happening.
Yeah, it's disgraceful because, like I mentioned, we see this here in the United States. It's their new tactics where when they want to get to the top person, they're going to go after and persecute those closest to them, even if they don't have a case, which is heartbreaking in itself. And, you know, Mr. Martins is somebody right now who's sitting in jail, even though he shouldn't be there. And he's been there for over 2 months now. And so I'm sure that's weighing on him as well. I think it's interesting that they have decided to push forward and go after him. But you are also, like I mentioned in our open, you're from Brazil. You're an American citizen, though. You live in the U.S. You are an attorney practicing both Brazil and America. But are you afraid? Because I think, you know, for those of you who aren't familiar at home listening right now, Brazil has gone after judges who push back and other officials who do push back against what they're looking to do, their ultimate goal. So you, as a defense attorney right now, are you afraid that they might potentially come after you and try to prosecute you for charges that are cooked up and false?
Brianna, me, myself, Anna, not really, to be very honest with you, just because I'm living in the United States. I'm an American citizen, as you point out. I'm in a jurisdiction that's till now does respect my profession, but I cannot say the same for my colleagues. So, for example, Ricardo, which is my colleague that's also covering Felipe's defense, it's actually the attorney in covering the Brazilian side of it. His phone, he made a test, and his phone is currently under, could you please help me with the name in English? But when someone, it's being intercepted, the calls are being currently being intercepted. So it's very hard when you have...
Yeah, like tap or wire.
That's exactly it. So his phone is currently under this, and there are a lot of... attempts to intimidate the lawyers. As a matter of fact, in February this year, there was a very uncomfortable situation between OAB, which is equivalent to the Brazilian Bar Association, and Alexandre de Moraes, because as Alexandre de Moraes is judging the cases of January 8th, which is Brazilian version of the January 6th of in here, there was an initial prohibition by Alexandre de Moraes that the attorneys of the those defendants would communicate between themselves, which is an attempt to limit the exercise of the profession. So that happened. In fact, the Brazilian Bar Association ended up sending a letter to Alexandre de Moraes to clarify himself on that. He tried to make it look like that was not the case, but it's clear that this is exactly what he tried to do, to attempt to hold, to tie the hands of the attorneys of those defendants.
Yeah, we see that happen far too often, unfortunately, and we're seeing it play out in both Brazil and here in the United States, whether it's, you know, President Trump's attorneys who are being prosecuted for defending him during his election fraud allegations, and so many other situations too around the country. Anna, well, thank you for joining us. I mean, we're going to keep following this case. I think it's interesting, and I think that it mirrors what we're seeing here in the U.S., like I mentioned. But I also think our audience is deeply concerned because there's very few outlets, especially in Brazil, that could authentically cover cases like these without fear of their government going after them. And I think by us being here in the United States, we could offer the audience a little bit of perspective and a little bit more of free speech to speak freely on these issues and to kind of educate them on what's going on, because they're not going to get that with their current media that they have in Brazil right now. So Anna, thank you for joining us. We really appreciate your time, and please keep us posted on everything that your client has
to do.
We'll do.
Thank you very much for the opportunity, Brianna. And you did point out very well, there's not really opportunity for being exposing that in local media. So actions like yours are very appreciated to bring awareness of this and maybe some international pressure to solve the situation of Felipe Martins, which unfortunately is not the only one that's being held as a political prosecutor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Nice being here with you today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Givaderm is all natural products. I use it twice a day. I use it in the morning, and I also use it before I go to bed. And if you're looking to pick up a great body lotion, I use it every day. It's incredible. Again, the ingredients all in the back, it's listed. It's everything you can pronounce, because guess what? It's all natural. This one's a good one. You have to get this product. Click down the link below. Givaderm is the product name, and the promo code for 10% off right now is Brianna.
And if you enjoyed that segment, make sure you hit that like button. And if you want to see the news before it becomes the news, you have to subscribe to our channel.